Oh, thank you very much.
Listen, you know, things seem to have, you know, been going against the president this the last couple of days. You know, recounts are thwarted, court decisions go against the president. You know, canvassers in Wayne County are told they can't change their non-certification votes, et cetera, et cetera. Can you give us some good news? When are we going to have some positive developments in the president's case here?
Well, a lot of the evidence of fraud is going to be coming out next week. I've got just more than I can say grace over right now coming in every day. It only gets worse and worse. This was very widespread, very deliberate, very well funded, and everybody and their pet rock is trying to stop me from exposing it.
I want to ask you about this server that the story broke last week that military had somehow confiscated a server for one of these vote counting companies in Europe. Can you give us an update on that?
Not really. Nobody shared that information with me. I can only give you grapevine gossip. The good guys got it. The government that's going to clean things up got it, but I can't verify that.
Shouldn't you know about that if it had happened, though? I mean, you would need some of that information. I mean, there would be your smoking gun, right? If they have.
There would be beyond a smoking gun, but you have to realize how many forces, including many in the government, have benefited from this system. They knew it worked the way it worked, and they used it to install the people they wanted to stall in particular offices. I think the fraud in the election goes much farther than just the president. I think they did it to John James. I think they did it to Leon Benjamin. I think they did it to any particularly strong Republican candidate this time around. We've got data from 2016 out of California that shows that Hillary Clinton did it to Bernie Sanders there. And then when people told him about it, instead of exposing it, he sold out.
He has a new he has a new lakefront home on Lake Champlain, Sydney.
Right.
And a nice book contract. You know, a lot of this I watched the press conference yesterday, and I thought to myself, I liked the presentation and all that, but I thought of all my time covering trials in court, and I could just see the opposing counsel saying to the judge, well, you know, this is just an anecdote, or this may be an affidavit, but it's not material to this case, or it's hearsay. I mean, are you going to have the actual smoking guns to present to the courts?
We've got a number of smoking guns, and we may have to get witness protection for them.
So you're gonna be able to show votes changing. I mean, we've seen the computers, the freeze frames on the TV screens of the votes changing or on the computer screens. Are you going to have the actual actual solid evidence that those votes were being changed by these companies?
We have a lot of extremely solid evidence. It's beyond impressive and absolutely terrifying.
And where are you going to file the first cases?
Oh, I haven't decided yet. We're working on several of them that we will probably file almost simultaneously, as close together as we can, and hopefully before the end of next week.
Well, there's only 3 days next week, right? Because it's Thanksgiving, so you'd have to move pretty quickly. Are you going to be state court first, right, or do you go directly to federal court?
No, these are going to be federal court lawsuits. These are issues of federal question jurisdiction, and they're paramount to the very life, any future life of our republic.
And what is you've said that you think that millions of votes were removed from the president's vote totals. How many million votes do you think were removed for the president of the United States that he got on November 3rd?
Well, my pure estimate at this time is roughly 7 million, but it might be more. We're also getting some data that reflects that millions, not just a few hundred or thousands, but some millions of dead people voted, which would have been, well, any of that actually is each instance of that is a federal crime, a federal felony. But I think we're going to find a significant conspiracy to do that. We've also got evidence of people being paid, and we've got pictures of the check stubs paid to people to ballot harvest and do fraudulent voting. So there, this year was every means and manner of fraud you can possibly imagine, and many that you could never imagine.
So how many fraudulent votes do you think that Joe Biden had on his side of the slate?
Probably at least 10 million.
10 million fraudulent votes?
Probably.
And how many?
Maybe more.
And President Trump lost 7 million votes. And how many dead people, how many votes of dead people were cast, do you think?
We're still tracking down that data to see if what we've been provided is real, but if it is correct, it's several million.
So did most of these votes disappear for the president and appear for Joe Biden in the in those states that are still being fought over? Or did this go on? How many states did this go on in?
I think there were several ways that they did this. One was an algorithm that I believe they ran nationwide, but I can't say that for sure yet because we haven't had the time to run the data nationwide. But that would typically be the way it would be done, and certainly make it less apparent that it had been done in any one place if they ran the algorithm consistently across the country. So, for example, they could dial it, literally dial it, to every time there was a vote for Trump, or that it be weighted at 0.75, and every vote for Biden be weighted at 1.25, and do that all the way across the country, and it would be very difficult to know on the, you know, as the votes come out, that anything like that had been done. I forgot what they call it, but there's a provision for it in the software that everybody bought and used. And the software goes beyond just Dominion systems. Others used similar software with the same DNA code in it as well. So I don't think any state was safe from it, despite the best efforts of some not to use the Dominion voting systems, which were clearly fraudulently created and sold.
Are you saying that that this was done by Dominion and a couple of other companies, vote counting companies, or was the Democrat Party directly involved in this? The National Democrats, the Biden campaign.
Well, given all the internet information that we've seen of people that have been caught talking about this, the Democratic operation had to have been involved. You know, we even have Joe Biden with his dementia removed
right.
filter
right.
saying that he
had the best voter
and
fraud operation in history. Yeah, we remember that. Yeah,
exactly. And that is true. You know, one of the things dementia does is remove your filter, and you say things that you wouldn't say if it were operational. So I think that's one of his most true statements in the last year. And we can certainly start proving that any minute now. And then the other thing they did, where they had the real problem, was Trump won so overwhelmingly in all the states that had to cut off their machines that they had to cut off their machines for hours to go in and backfill additional votes and move things around even more to make sure that Biden won. And they used the mail-in ballot stuff as the means of, you know, helping to cover for that. But really, it was all mechanical. We've found places where the same ballot was entered multiple times, places where there were absolutely pristine ballots with only a computer-made dot for Biden, and all of them were alike. They could just stick those in the machine in batches and run them through repeatedly and count, you know, hundreds of thousands of votes that way. There's the drag-and-drop feature to take Trump votes and put them in a trash can or assign them to a third-party candidate or move them from a third-party candidate to Biden. I mean, I think they did absolutely everything. And we also have information that one of the high people in Dominion voting systems went to Detroit to operate the system himself there that night at the Detroit Center.
If this were a normal civil complaint moving into federal court, it would take years to litigate this, Sidney Powell. How are you going to get everything done by, I think, December 14th when the Electoral College meets?
Well, at the rate information is pouring in and with the dedicated little team that we have, I think we're going to get it done. Certainly enough to blow it absolutely all up, and it should thoroughly embarrass the Department of Justice and the National Security Administration and the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI that they have ignored all this for all this time. Either that or they were complicit in operating it and running it and using it for their own operations. The CIA, I'm sure, had a hand in it.
Why is Gina Haspel still there then? If she was in,
I've been asking that question for months. She should never have been put in that job. She should be fired immediately, and so should Christopher Wray and a lot of other people over there. Well, we even got information that there's a person in the Department of Defense who's been on the internet with Bernie Sanders and AOC instructing people how to commit sabotage in their respective offices within the government, and there were a couple of hundred people on the call.
This guy,
all of them haven't been arrested. I don't know.
Let me ask you about this guy, Eric Coomer. I think he works for Dominion. He's Berkeley, California, University of California grad. He's the one who was allegedly he was on a conference call or something, a Zoom with Antifa, and he said, supposedly, don't worry about Trump. I've already made sure he's going to lose the election. Is that true for starters? And is
yes,
it's true. You have that.
It's true. Yeah, we have an affidavit to that effect, and we have the. I think we have a copy of the call.
Where is Eric Coomer now?
And yes, he's disappeared. And also, Dominion has shuttered up both of their offices in Canada, where they shared an office floor with George Soros' entity, and they have moved their office in Denver. And, of course, I'm sure there was a lot of document shredding and things, quote, lost, end quote, in that process. You know, the FBI should have moved on all of this immediately. All of the voting machines should have already been impounded. The software should have been secured and examined. I am so livid with the law enforcement in this country, I can't see straight.
So what happens when you mention Coomer and he or his lawyer just says, well, he was just bragging. You have no proof that he actually fixed the election. He just that's just barroom talk. What are you going to say?
Wrap it up.
What's the comeback to that?
Well, it's called a confession in a courtroom. It's called a confession.
All right, Sidney. So you hope to start filing lawsuits by Thanksgiving then?
Or by the end of next week. Friday it's not a federal holiday, so we shall see how we go. But we'll get it ready as fast as we can, and in the meantime, we will be producing additional evidence to help the public understand the breadth and depth and of this international, frankly, criminal conduct. And it also reflects substantial foreign interference in our election.
Sidney Powell.
Real foreign interference in our election.
Including,
this is not the Steele dossier.
Including China, correct?
Yeah. China, Iran, Serbia, Liechtenstein, multiple places.
All right, Sidney Powell, lawyer for Donald J. Trump's campaign. Thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it.